May the words of my mouth and the meditations of our hearts be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, our rock and our redeemer. Amen. The text before us is our gospel reading, Mark 16, verses 1 through 8. What shall I do with Jesus? On Good Friday, we heard Pilate ask the crowd who had gathered, "What shall I do with the man that you call the King of the Jews?" "Crucify him," was the answer. "What shall I do with Jesus?" Pilate answered that question by nailing Jesus to the cross. "What shall I do with Jesus?" Joseph and Nicodemus answered that question by anointing his body and laying it in a tomb. "What shall I do with Jesus?" The women in our text answered that question by heading to the tomb to anoint his body. What shall we do with Jesus? Now that's a good question for you and me. But there's a better question. What will Jesus do with you and me? And so our text. It's dawn on the first day of the week. The sun is about to break the horizon. The sky is beginning to brighten. Friday's darkness and Saturday's gloom are giving way. But not quite yet for the women who were headed toward the tomb. Their journey was marked by mourning and grief. Their task an unpleasant one. Despise the body of a man that they loved and followed all over the place. A man in whom they had put their trust. A man who had said and done wonderful things, miracle things. A man they watched die in agony on a cross. On their way to the tomb that morning, Mary Magdalene, Mary the mother of James, and Salome asked each other a question. And it wasn't, "What shall we do with Jesus?" But rather they asked each other, "Who will roll the stone away from the entrance of the tomb?" That large, heavy, and ponderous stone had rolled into their lives. A stone that crushed their hopes. A stone that smashed their joy and their peace and their happiness. A stone that ground down their faith. Who will roll the stone away? It's a question that we find on our minds as well. Stones. Stones. Huge, ponderous, heavy rocks that defy rolling away. Oh, we think ourselves to be great stone rollers. After all, we're movers and shakers, aren't we? Problem solvers, puzzle wizards, can-do attitudes all. But we're talking stones here, not pebbles, not gravel, not rubble, or little chips. And the biggest stone of all, sin. It's huge, heavy, ponderous. Its weight is made up of death in all of its stinking finality. Hatred of self and others, and most of all, hatred of God. Depression, violence, pain, hopelessness. So heavy is the stone of sin that the needle on the scale spins round and round until it just breaks. Who will roll that stone away? We know the answer: Jesus. Remember that question? What shall I do with Jesus? And its better form, what will Jesus do with you and me? Our text answers that question. Good Friday's cross and its deep, dark tomb confront us with the fact that into our lives has rolled a stone so heavy and huge that God alone can deal with it. And so he has. But when they looked up, suggesting that their gaze had been downward, they saw that the stone, which was very large, had been rolled away. And as they entered the tomb, they saw a man dressed in a white robe sitting on the right side, and they were alarmed. They were amazed. They were terrified. They were astonished. "Don't be alarmed," he said. "You're looking for Jesus, the Nazarene, who was crucified. He is risen. He is not here. See the place where they laid him." That title that had once intended to shame Jesus of Nazareth, King of the Jews, above his head on the cross, is now Jesus of Nazareth, gloriously risen from the dead. Who will roll the stone away? That day, this day, shouts a victorious answer. Who will roll the stone away? There is only one who can. Jesus. Remember Pilate's question? What shall I do with Jesus? Here's the answer. Believe in him. Trust in him. Follow him. Tomorrow is April 1st, also known as Oh, you were pulling one on me. I see that. Even though I'm trying to imagine what I'm going to do to Linda tomorrow morning. It's a day of pranks, of practical jokes, of fool's errands, of hoaxes, make-believe. We read in Matthew's gospel that the Jewish leaders were afraid of that very thing. And so they approached Pilate and said, "Sir, we remember how that impostor said, 'While he was still alive, after 3 days I will rise.' Therefore, order the tomb to be made secure until the third day, lest his disciples go and steal him away and tell the people that he has risen from the dead. And the last fraud will be worse than the first." And Pilate said to them, "You have a guard of soldiers. Go make it as secure as you can." So they went and made the tomb secure by sealing the stone and setting a guard. The last fraud, our Lord's resurrection, will be worse than the first. His claim to be the Messiah, the Messiah. But here is an April Fool's joke on those who would try to deny the resurrection of our Lord. And it's one of those ironic moments in scriptures when those priests and Pharisees demanded an action, a seal, a guard posted, and assisted by a pagan Roman governor, they unwittingly but effectively prove the truth of the resurrection. Still, once the word gets out, there's an attempted cover-up in a false story about the disciples who must have stolen Jesus' body. What will we do with Jesus? We can either refuse to believe, or we can put our trust in the one who has won the ultimate victory over sin and death for us. The only grave robber in the resurrection account is Jesus Christ himself. He robbed sin and death and the grave of their terror and tyranny over our lives. What will Jesus do with you and me? He's coming to rob our graves. As Paul writes in 1 Corinthians, "Death has been swallowed up in victory. Where, O death, is your victory? Where, O death, is your sting? The sting of death is sin, and the power of sin is the law. But thanks be to God, he gives us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ." What will we do with Jesus? You remember the better question, what will Jesus do with you and me? everything. He has conquered sin, death, and hell for us. He has gifted us with eternal life. What will we do with Jesus? The angel at the tomb can answer that question as he told the women, "See the place where they laid him, but go tell his disciples and Peter that he's going before you in Galilee." He said, "Come and see, then go and tell." These past 3 days, we have witnessed again our Lord's suffering, death, and resurrection. The darkness of Friday's crucifixion has given way to the glorious sunlight of his rising. What are we to do with all that? What are we to do with Jesus? We can live in him every day. We can sing praises to his name whenever we stand next to the grave of one of his lambs. We can come and see, peering into the victorious emptiness of his tomb again and again. And then we can go and tell the good news to a world full of people who are dying for that message of what Jesus has done for you and me and with you and me. Amen. And now may the peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep our hearts and minds in Christ Jesus our Lord. Amen.